Okay, we're going to start at the bottom of Nun Amdet, where the yesterday we were discussing the Mishnah. The Mishnah has the issue where we have a person who's Mekadesh Isha Vita, Visha V'Achuta Ke'achat. He does them simultaneously. So the Gemara wants to know what's the source for the fact that such Kiddushin is not Chal. So we had one attempt by Rami Bar Chama to suggest that it was from the Pasuk. The pasuk says, "Loti isha alochata loti takach litzur." So we thought, when tzur, asut tzurim means they were made co-wives. When they were made co-wives, loti takach kedushin and not tovsin. Gemara rejected that explanation because of the problem with the fact that the pasuk continues v'nichvatu anipashot, which sounds like there is a punishment there. There's going to be a punishment if there was kedushin tovsin with one of them. That obviously cannot be the explanation of the pasuk. So Rava offered an alternative shat. Rava's shat was that the pasuk talking about zechar zeh, talking about when they did it sequentially, he married one of them and then he violated with the other. That's when you're chayiv karet. Our mishnah is when they did it bevat achat. What's the problem? The problem is Rabba's din, and that's what we're going to investigate today. What's Rabba's din? Gufa. Amar Rabba. Kol she'enu bezechar zeh, afilu bevachat eno. Anything that cannot be done simultaneously cannot also be done. I mean, anything that's done sequentially cannot be done simultaneously. Eitz ve'abayit. Abayit challenges this position. Harmarveh b'ma'aser perultav. A person who gives more than the 10% he's supposed to give from ma'asrot. So he increases the ma'aser level beyond the 10%. So now, perultav v'metukanit. As far as what's left over with him, that tevel is fine because he took off the 10%. He took off 10% plus, but whatever he took off is fine. Ma'asrot mekul kalim. The problem is the ma'asrot. Why? Because the ma'asrot, the 20% that you took off, is really not all ma'aser. Only 10 of it, 10% of that is ma'aser. The other 10% is actually still tevel that needs ma'aser removed from it. So that's the problem here. Va'amai. So now the question is, why is it that the peirot that are left behind are metukanim? Why? Because ne'ema kosha enu be'ezechar zeh, afilu b'vat achat enu. Meaning that if I went ahead and took off from my pile of grain, I went off and took off 10% of ma'aser, and then I later came back again and decided I want to take off, right, another 10%, wouldn't it be chal? It wouldn't work at all. I mean, you can't call, once you've done the 10% ma'aser, you can't create another shame ma'aser on the additional amount. So how come over here when I take off 20% in one shot, do we say that it's good ma'aser, and then, right, whatever's left over is okay? So the fact is here that you can't do it b'zechar zeh. Yes, it works when it's done b'vat achat.
So if I do the zechar zeh, the doors wouldn't be mitukanim.
No, they would be mitukanim, but the problem is that I can't do. Meaning that Rabba's din says that if even if like before the kedushin would work with the first woman when you did it sequentially, kedushin would work with the first woman, does not work with the second woman. You come to do b'vat achat, it doesn't work with either of them, right? So that's the same thing here. I mean that if you did the ma'aser 10% and 10%, it wouldn't work with the second 10%. If it doesn't function with the second 10 and you try to do it in one shot, then the whole thing is invalid. Now, the ma'aser is shiny ma'aser. Ma'aser is different. De'ite l'chatzayim. Because ma'aser can actually, as opposed to other things like, for instance, kedushin can only function in one way, which is kedushin can be either you are miskaddish to a woman, or you're not. I mean that you can't be miskaddish half a woman. It's only the full woman, yes or no. It's only two options here. Right? Whereas by ma'aser, you can have each physical item be half ma'aser and half chulin. I mean, each chita in the grouping. And it's not that you have 10%, right, that is ma'aser, and then you say there's another 10% that is not ma'aser. There's a possibility that all of it is ma'aser, and each half of each chita, of each kernel, is ma'aser. Now here it functions differently because since you can take half an item and make half an item ma'aser, and you have ma'aser and chulin mixed, or ma'aser and tevel mixed, so therefore you can create this idea that you can have ma'aser that spreads beyond its boundaries. So here, because of that, even though it might not work zechar zeh, it might work when you do it bevat achat. That's the says you can read in the Rashi, the Imar Merit, Tzitkadish, Pago, Tekita Kocha, Hilka. When you do it in one shot, yoter mikishir, yesh lo lema'aser l'chula kol chita v'chita v'fri cheshbon. Like what you were saying, each one will get the 50% of each kernel will be ma'aser. Because maybe nitpashu kulhu l'fri cheshbon, that is spread out over all of them according to cheshbon. The Gemara in Pasuk Tzad Kiddushin Akol Kar Vachad. You can't say that each piece has a chilek in the Kiddushin. So that you can't do over here. As opposed to the Maaser, where you can say a portion of each piece has Maaser. That's fine, because then you have the whole thing becoming Maaser, or at least you're talking about the whole thing, and the whole 20% has 50% of it being Maaser and 50% not, but that's in each kernel. So therefore, if you have Maaser Bichal. Now the Gemara says, alright, wait a minute, I have another one. V'ha-ma'aser behema. What are you going to do about ma'aser behema? The leka v'chatzayim. Ma'aser behema, can't make half an animal ma'aser behema. The leka v'zechadzeh. And you can also not do it sequentially. Meaning, once the 10th animal is ma'aser, the 11th animal is not ma'aser. It can't be. V'ha-ma'rova, yatsu shnayim ba'asiri. What happens if two of them leave simultaneously as the 10th animal? V'karan asiri v'chadasar. I'm sorry, Bikaran Asiri, he calls the two animals that leave simultaneously, he calls them, they're the 10th. Then, Asiri V'Achadassar, they're really the 10th and the 11th animals. Me'uravim Zebazeh, they're mixed up. Right? And therefore, what do you see? You see that only one of them is really Ma'aser. One of them becomes a Shlamim, one of them becomes a Ma'aser. But what do you see? You can only, when you do it, right, simultaneously, you're able to create Ma'aser in one of the animals. Yes. If you were to do a zeh achar zeh, you would never be able to create that ma'asir. It says, shiny ma'asir behema, the ite b'ta'ut. Right? Ma'asir behema has a different function because ma'asir behema is really not limited to the 10th animal. Why is it not limited to the 10th animal? Because if you make a mistake, you actually could make the 9th and the 11th animals kadosh. Meaning that ma'asir behema is not limited to the 10th animal. Because it's not limited to the 10th animal, then also b'vat achat, we're going to give it more expansive quality to be chal on animals. Why is that? It's not. Korolachi asiri. He called the 9th animal that went out, and he said that's 10 by accident. Right? Ula asirichi. And then he calls the, right, 10th, 9. Ula chadasar asiri. And then he calls the 11th, 10. Shloshtan mekudashim. All of them are mekudash. So you see here that you have the ability to expand Kedushat Ma'asir beyond the 10th animal. Right? So just like you can expand it beyond the 10th animal, but Badakat, you also have that ability to create a Ma'asir Behema. Right, Kadosh, you can be Kedushat, but that's why you're doing the Badakat also. One of them becomes Ma'asir and one of them becomes Shlamim. So you're doing nothing different than what would happen when there is a Ta'ut. Right, so now the one says, we're Hari Todah. What about Todah? Now, Todah lacks all of these qualities. The leka b'taut, right? You don't have it, by mistake, you can't make something into a Todah, so that's in hektesh in general. We have a principle, machokas beitilam beitramai, that hektesh b'taut, shmei hektesh, lo shmei hektesh. Beitilam says that hektesh b'taut, lo shmei hektesh. Alright, so we're not talking about, you can't make it by mistake. Number two, the leta nami b'zeachazit. You can't, when you bring a korban Todah, you have to bring along with it 40 chalos, right? The 40 lechamim that go with it, lechem matzah that goes with the korban Todah. What happens if you bring 40 and then bring an additional 40? That second set of 40 is not going to be kadosh because the shechita zevach is on the mikdash the first 40 or the 40 chalot. V'yismar, and yet we have todah shenishchata al 80 chalot. A todah where the person brought 80 chalot in one shot. Baruch 80 chalot and they shechted the animal. Chizki amar kachil arba'im mitoch 80. 40 out of the 80 work. Right, that none of them work. Right, so it sounds like, truthfully, it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiyah have a machloket. Exactly right. Whether when you can't do it b'zech or zeh, right? Can you do it b'vadachas? Meaning that it sounds like from it doesn't work at all. At all. Meaning that it ruins even the first 40. And Chizkiyah says no. Okay, fine, you can't do bizarre there, but Vadachat, the first 40 will still be okay. You should have at least one of them, it'll be chal. That's a machlokas, seems to be a machlokas based, or machlokas about Rabbo's position. The problem with that is also that Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiyah, right, that, Chizkiyah was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yochanan. Right, so it sounds strange that they'd be arguing in this type of din. Like, what is it that they're arguing in Rabbo's din? Doesn't sound so right. So now the Gemara says, Lavit Marala. Then we have an explanation of this. Amar of Yeshua ben Levi. Right? Hakol modim keichad amar kodshi lo arbaim mitoch shmanim kodshi. Everybody gets if he says, Mekadish 40 out of the 80, no problem, that works. Lo yikadshu arbaim, ilim kein kodshi shmanim, lo kodshi. Says, 40 only kadosh, if all 80 are kadosh, doesn't work. Now, lo nechu kuelo b'sam, where he didn't say anything. Now, what's the machlokit? Martavar l'achrayut kamikabrein. When he brings 80, he means 40 plus 40 backup. The other 40 are backup in case the first 40 don't work. And therefore his intent is to have just the first 40 be kodesh, and the other 40 just keeps them aside. Therefore, as Kafir says, the first one works. It works. Martavar l'karban gadol mikabrein. It's talking about one big korban, and that's not going to work. So now that's it. So now, Gemara is finished with its challenges. And the Gemara introduces what, you know, when I read the Mishnah, I said, what about this din? And the Gemara now gets to this din, which is what? V'Rabbo, lama leis benuei k'rabbo. Why does Rabbo hold like Rabbo? Because again, the Gemara in the next line, right after this, is going to explain a machlokas between Rabbo and Abaye. And in that machlokas between Rabbo and Abaye, Rabbo makes a statement that says, that kiddushin, she'ein misurin nebiyah. Any kiddushin that cannot end up in biyah are not a good kiddushin. The kiddushin in our Mishnah, by definition, cannot end up in Dio, because you can't consummate this marriage in any way, because you have no idea who he's married to, right? And therefore, it's kiddushin say mitzvah in the Dio. Kiddushin say mitzvah in the Dio. Let's say no kiddushin.
Can you explain that kiddushin that can't end up in
Dio? So Tosus discusses your question, Shaul, which is that Tosus asked the question. I mean, we're really moving on to the next Gemara before we get there, but now that you're asking it. If Rava says that kedushin she'ein misurin nebiyah ain't on kedushin, then why are kedushin toasting in chayvei lavin? Right, yeah, by amon of the kohen gadol, brusha v'chalutz of the kohen hedyot, those are lavin. We say there that the kedushin is toasting by kedushin lavin, but those are not misurin nebiyah. So Tosus differentiates, and I think this is what you were on, right, Joel, that Tosus differentiates what's causing the problem here. So he says lekach nira. If you want to look at the top of the third line down, he says lekach nira. Fresh kedushin chain mitzurin the bia is klomar she iser abia ayudei kedushin, that the iser bia comes because of the kedushin. What does that mean? The hainu heicha the kiddush acha mishtei achayot tisam, like if he marries one of two sisters without still finding which sister, she mikodem et kedushim hayta kol achad mehem muteret, each one of them what could have been married, v'achshav ayudei kedushin netrus trehem, the kedushin causes the problem. So here, the reason that you can't have bia now is because of the kiddushin, and that kiddushin chain is in the bia. Whereas about chayvei lavin, isur bia lo abba is the kiddushin. It's not the kiddushin that generates the isur. They're out there before you ever made the kiddushin over here, and therefore the kiddushin won't impact on kiddushin isur in the bia. So you're right. The isur, somewhat like what you formulated, but the isur bia has to be a outgrowth of the kiddushin that you just formed. If that's what causes the isur bia, then that kiddushin fails. Okay, so that's Tosus's explanation. Baruch Shekivanto. And now back in our Gemara, the Gemara is challenging now Rabbo, who has that position, why didn't he explain the Mishnah that way? Rabbo, lamalei lishnoi kirabbo. Why did Rabbo explain the Mishnah according to Rabbo? Typically, Kedushin name is during the Bion. Then who? Just explain our Mishnah. Kedushin name is during the Bion. It's invalid. That's not Rava's position himself, but he's explaining. Rami Bar Chama, who went to explain our Mishnah based on a pasuk, says, no. That's not the way to explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah is independent. The pasuk is b'zechazeh. The Mishnah is problematic. Nothing to the pasuk, but the Mishnah teaches us the din of Rava. That we call shein of b'zechazeh, and of v'atachat. And that's how you explain it, Rami Bar Chama. But according to me, I don't have to get into this issue at all, because I can explain it. This is kedushin shein mitzurin the bia. So that's what Gemara deals with now. Itmar kedushin shein mitzurin the bia. Abaye amar have kedushin. Abaye says it works. The Rava amar lo have kedushin. So Amar Rava barahina tavrali. Barahina explained to me my disposition. Why is this the case? Kikach ish isha uve ala. Right. It says in the pasuk that you take kikach as kedushin. Right. Ish isha uve ala. It sounds like it is kiddushin hamitzurin lebiyah, right? It's kiddushin that is given right over to biyah, and that's what the Rashi says. It says uvala debeinon reuyin lebiyah, right? That has to be valid in order that it works for biyah. So Tosfos, this is where Tosfos jumped on Rashi. I mean that if Rashi says the whole idea of Ba'ala means that it has to be Ru'uyin the Biyah, that should also exclude Kiddush, you know, Piyuvei Lavin. So that's where Tosfos makes this differentiation between what's generating, right, the Isur over here. Right, that in Isurin the Biyah, right, that means that the Biyah is because of the Kiddushin, not that any Biyah that is Asur doesn't have Kiddushin, but rather the Biyah is the result, that's also the result of the Kiddushin is problematic. Right, now, the Gemara says, Kedushin and Mitzur in the Bia Avi Kedushin. Kedushin and Mitzur in the Bia Lo Avi Kedushin. That's explanation of Rabba's position. Snan, our Mishnah. Makadesh Isha Uvita. O Isha Ba'achota Ke'achat. That's our Mishnah, Bevata Achat. Einan Mikudashot. Ha. Had in the Mishnah, had he made a statement like this. Achat Misha Uvita. O Misha Ba'achota. He says, one of you two, a mother and a daughter, or one of you two sisters, Mikudashot. It would have worked. Vamai, it's Kedushin Shem Mitzur in the Bia. Right, in our case, for Rava, that's Kedushin Shem Mitzur in the Bia. If he says, one of you two is married to me, he cannot consummate such a marriage. Because he has no idea who is the marriage, and the Kedushin are preventing him from being consummated. So it's sealed to the Rava. It's a big problem for Rava. Amalacha Rava, Ulid Ka'ameich, according to your reasoning, Ema Seifa. What are you going to do with the second half of the Mishnah? Master Bechamesh Nashim, Ubahen Shte Achayot. You had five women, two sisters among them. Someone gets a basket full of figs. We'll deal with those issues later. And he says, all of you are married to me with this basket. Right, that the chayot don't work. He says, achayot u'deina mikudashot. Hanachayot mikudashot. How could it be that the others work? Hey chidami, what's the case? Ilema da amar kuchem knei. If he says all of you, then that doesn't work. Why? Because that's at v'chamor hu. V'at v'chamor lo kana. So at v'chamor is a case in Baba Metzia. Right? It's a case where you are trying to be machnet something to someone who doesn't exist, or is not here, or is not present. And therefore, even the one who could have taken a kinyan over here doesn't work. Because he said kuchem. All of you. So when you include two people, one of whose vich is valid and one who is invalid, in that instance, the kinyan fails in its entirety. So too over here. He's being mekadesh these women. Two of them are going to fail. If two of them are going to fail and he said kuchem, then the entire kiddushin should have failed. So elalav, damar luhu, must be that what's the case here in the second half of the Mishnah, that he said, achat mikem, one of you is married to me. Biktani, ena chayot mekudashot. Right, so then it says, even though it says one of you, right, is married to me, the sisters are left out of that picture. Why are the sisters left out of the picture? Because those are kiddushin she'ain mitzur in the bia. So that's it. So now the Rava kasher reisha. Rava is going to have a problem with the first half of the Mishnah. Ulevaye kasher seifa, and Abaye is going to have a problem with the second half of the Mishnah. So Abaye mitaris putame, Rava mitaris putame. Each one of them is going to explain the Mishnah according to their own way. What's that? Adaye Mitaris Putame. He's going to reread the Mishnah. Obviously, he's going to amend the Mishnah to work. How is that going to work? Amakadesh Isha Vita O Isha Ve'achuta. Someone who marries a, tries to marry them, Bevat Achat, Ke'achat, Eina Mikudashot. Ha, Achat Mi Isha Vita. Oh, Mi Isha, Achat Mi Isha Ve'achuta, Mikudashot. Why? That's like a Abaye's position. You say one of these two works, because even if it's Kedushin She'ein Mitzur in the Bia, according to Abaye, it is a valid Kedushin. So that deal from the ratio is a good deal for Abaye.
But functionally, what does it mean? They
need to get. They have to give a get to both of them. Correct. V'yamamar, but if he says, that he explicitly makes the condition that only one who is ru'uya the bi'ah will be married to me, then it doesn't work because he failed. He failed in the t'nai that if he ru'uya the bi'ah. And that's the case here. Here is where Abaye's amendation of the second part of the Mishnah is. Instead of saying it says, right, that he's marrying Kuchem or Achamikem, he says, Haru'uya li, Mikem, Tidkadalishli. Whoever is Ra'uy for me should be married to me. The sister's not inclined or not included. So for Abaye, that proof, or that case, is a proof to the second part of the ratio, which is the ratio says, if you marry them simultaneously, no good. If you marry them, say, one out of you two, then it is good, because that's kiddushin, she'ein misurin l'biya, and according to Abaye, that's a valid kiddushin. So Abaye says, oh, that's only true when he doesn't make the tanai explicit that it has to be ru'uya l'biya. If he makes it explicit that it's ru'uya l'biya, then of course, if there's no ru'uya l'biya, it doesn't work. And I'll prove that to you, the case of the Mishnah is a master b'chamesh nashim, is that type of case. V'rava mitaris putameh, Rav explains the Mishnah according to his reasoning. Of course, Rav is going to have to amend the first half of the Mishnah. Mekadesh achat mi'isha u'bita. Achat Mishav Achotat. So he adds in the word Achat, right, which is not present in the Mishnah. Nasif. It's equivalent to Mish Kidesh Yishav Vidal Yishav Achotat Achat. So that's what he meant, that he adds that line in the beginning. Someone who does Achat Mitoch Tu is the same as saying simultaneously Tu. They don't work. They ain't on me Kedushas. They're all not Kedushim because that's Rebbe that she said today, which is Kedushin Shem Mitzur in the Bia, ain't on Kedushim. Umasinami b'chamesh nashim ubehen shtei achayot. And now he's going to explain the second half of the mission, as we explained before, that it can't be kuchem, but it's achat mikuchem. Shtei achayot b'lihike echad kalkala shoteinim v'amari kuchem v'achat mishtei achayot mikudushot li. All of you plus one of the two sisters is married to me. V'kalkala zu. Rashi says, why did he do that? Why couldn't he just said echad mikem, like we did before? He could have said, one of all of you five, is married to me, like we tried before. How come Rav over here, when we explain the mission, says, kuchem, lechad mishtei achayot? Right. So he says, okay, not because of that reason. Rashi says, because the mission does say kuchem. So he wanted to keep as much of the language of the mission intact. So if he says, every kuchem, plus lechad mishtei achayot, he keeps the kuchem aspect of it intact. The two sisters are out entirely because he's doing achad mishtei achayot, which is kedushin she'im mitzur in the bia. They're out of the picture entirely. Where it says hashma hamikadesh et bito stam. So this again, these are going to be challenges to Rava's position that kedushin she'im mitzur in the bia, right, do not work. So someone goes ahead and marries off his daughters stam. He goes ahead, he has a number of daughters, and he says he married them off. So now we don't know which daughter is married. Ain't
one of his daughters.
One of his daughters, right.
We don't know which.
Right, exactly. So I'm saying he marries one of his daughters out of a number of his daughters, but we don't know which one. So he marries his daughter, automatically, all of his daughters who are bogeros are out of the picture. Why? Because he doesn't have rights to be mekadesh them. Alright, so who is left in the picture? Hakkanos bichlal. Sounds like all the minors are included in his kiddushin. So that would mean what? That they have to get a guess. Each one of these kanos would have to get a guess. Avamai, kiddushin shein is through in the bianinu. These can't be consummated. None of this marriage can't be consummated. If you have to do the rova, it's going to be a big problem for rova. Amar lecha rova, hacha bayis finan, kein sham ela gdola v'ktana. There's only one gdola and one ktana. So there's no issue of kiddushin shein is through in the bianinu, because there's only one ktana. Who's married here? The ktana. It says, Hai Bogros Ktani. It says Bogros in plural. So how can you suggest Ktano and Bogeret, because, or one Bogeret, because Bogros sets the standard for the deal for Ktanos. So it could be, Rashi says, well, it could be Bogros and just one Ktana.
Yeah,
and that would have worked.
Yeah, why does it
work? Because that's the deal, doesn't work. The only reason we know about anything about the Ktanos is because of the Bogros. So what's the deal? The deal is not Bogros, but yes, Ktana? That's not the deal. A deal has to be bogros, has to be parallel to what you put in. It has to be bogros, not tanos. If it said bogeret, then you could say not tanos. Rashi says you can't have a deal that doesn't match with the lashon of bogros. So Mar says, my bogros, bogros alma. It's in general, bogros are not married when such a thing happens. Not that he specifically has a number of bogros, but in general, they're not married. Yochi ma'lememra. So what's the chiddush here? What's the question? He has one daughter who's a bogeret, one daughter who's a tano, and we say, yes, the Ktana's married, and the Bogeret's not. All those are Dini and Mufurashim, that he can't marry his Bogeret's daughter because he has a right to her. Ktana married because he has a right. Wait, what's the question here? Talkum Aiskina, the Shavite Shaliach. The Bogeret daughter made her father a Shaliach to be Messiah on her behalf. So what do you think here? That they're both Mikudashot? The Mar says, no. When he accepts the Kedushin, he's accepting both on behalf of his minor daughter and for this Bogeret. That person doesn't leave over something that he gets benefit from. Why? Yes, by the Kedushay Ktano, he gets the money of the Kedushin. By the Kedushay Gdola, it goes to the Bogeret. So he's going to prioritize over here and marry off his minor daughter and not his older daughter. So that's the Kiddush. Aren't we dealing with a case, Mar says, the Amalek Kedushay Lididach? Right, that the daughter says, the older daughter says, keep the Kedushin. You keep the Kesef Kedushin. Va'afilu achiv. Right, the Gemara says that even in that instance, lo shavik inish mitzvah de rami alei, bavid mitzvah de lo rami alei. Person won't give up a mitzvah that he is obligated in, so a mitzvah that he's not obligated in. Oh, what's the mitzvah? So that we had earlier on, right, in the Masech of Rashi quotes over here, from the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, de rami alei dechtiv, be'ez benotechem, tnu l'nashim. That's what we dash in the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, right? How could it be? Right, the Gemara over there wants to know, okay, you can give your sons over to be married. How can you give your daughters over to be married? So there the Gemara says that you give them a big dowry, you help them with makeup and clothing, that you make them appealing to the men that they would marry it off. But you see that there is some form of obligation on the father to ensure that his daughter gets married. So there again, he's not going to give up the young daughter where it's his obligation versus the Bogeret, where it's already, she's on her own, right? That's her obligation. Tashma. It's another problem for Rabba. Mi sheish lo shnei kitei banot, mi shtei nashim. Man was married two women, and he has a set of daughters from each woman. But Marki dashti biti agdola says, I married off my oldest daughter, or I married off the oldest daughter. Menu deayim dolash b'dolot. I don't know if it refers to the oldest of the first set of daughters they have from the first wife. Deim dolash b'tanot, or is it the oldest of the second set of daughters they have from the second wife? Oim tanash b'dolot, or is it the youngest of the first set of daughters? Who is Gdola, who's older than still the oldest of the second set of girls. So in all these cases, Kulan Asurot, Chutz Miktana, Shviktanot. All of them are Asur except for the youngest of the youngest set, because everybody else is a Gdola in reference to her, relative to her, everyone is a Gdola. So Divrei Rabbi Meir.
This is a case that he has two of each.
Yeah, he has multiple daughters from each woman, right?
At least two of each. So even if I can say daughter number three or four, she'll
all be Asura.
Right, because she's Gdola compared to the...
It's all relative to the youngest. Everyone's older, and therefore it's Asura. Well, how could that be? That's Kedushin Shem Asura in the Bia. Why should there be any Hashash Kedushin over here? So I'll call my skin and Shuhukru Usof Nitarvu. So in the beginning, he knew who he married off. Afterwards, he forgets which of his daughters he married off, and that's why we have a problem over here. Deikonami, the Gemara says you can even dike that from the Lashon HaMishnah. Why? The Dani, Eini Yodea. When he comes and presents the case, he says, Kidashi B'Digodoh, the Eini Yodea, I don't know which one. But Lok Tani, Eini Yodua. It's not known. I mean, if he made a blanket statement of Gedola, that means that Eini Yodua, it was never known which daughter it was. But over here, when he says Eini Yodea, it sounds like he does know which one he did originally, and now he's forgotten which one he married off. Shmamina. And now the question on Rabba. Yochi, Maila Memra. Again, what's the, in the deal. Yochi, Maila Memra. What's the Kiddush over here? What's the Kiddush? If he knew what it was, of course it's a suffix. He knew it wasn't a suffix here. Who gave me to Rabbi Yossi? This comes to exclude the position of Rabbi Yossi who we've had in before, in Nidorim, the end of Nidorim, Dharma, Lo Machit, Inish, Navshil, Speka. Person will not put himself in a position where he has to deal with the safek. We don't assume when a person makes a statement that he's willing to make a statement or put himself into a position where that safek is now in a limbo state of some sort, and therefore he won't do it. So, Kamash Malon, the Machishin is not for the safek, that a person does do that. And that we don't say that since the person is not Machishin is safek, he would never have made Kedushin in such a way or such a manner. Say no, that's not the case over here. The case over here is that he does get himself into trouble by saying Gdola, and now we don't know what it is, and there is a safek here. So Rashi says, "Lafukem Rabbi Yossi means the Palak Vidach Pirka." He argues in the other parak, what? "Vamar Kulan Mutarot Chut Migdola Shibigdolot." That all that's except for the oldest of the oldest. I mean that when a person says Gdola, that then we define for him what it means. Gdola Gdolot means the oldest. So that we go to the most unambiguous explanation of his position of Gdola, so Gdola means Gdola. All circumstances, correct. Sorry. Alright, Tashma. Nishikidesh achat mishte achayot. Somebody who married one of two sisters. The Eni Yodua, Odea is Mekidesh. He doesn't know which one he was Mekadesh. No thing, get the zoo, get the zoo. Let's give a guess to each one of them. That's directly against Rabba's position. It's a Kedushin Shem Yisrael and the Biyah. I'm requiring a guess for each one of them. Again, same thing, that he knew which one is Mekadesh, and now he forgets. Dekanami, Tiktani, again, here it says, Eni Yodea, Lotani, Eni Yodua. Right, again, it seems to be that he had some knowledge of it, and then he forgot afterwards. Alright, so what's the Kiddush then? Gemara says, Seifoi Tzvirka, we need a second case in this Mishnah. Why? Mate, Veloach Echad. If he dies, and he has one brother, Choleis L'Shtehem, then he has to do Chalitza with both of them. Again, because he's in the same position as his brother. Doesn't know which one is the right one. Hayulo Shnayim. Right, if he has two brothers, Echad Choleis, Vechad Miyabim. One of them can do Chalitza, and the second one can do Yivum. Why? Mimonoshach. If the first woman was the woman that was married to his brother, then the first brother took care of that by doing Chalitza, and that was removed. And his sister is not a problem for him. He has no relationship to the sister. He can go ahead and marry the sister. On the other hand, if the first woman was not the woman that he had married, then the chalitza was meaningless, and the second one coming along is performing evil. It's really performing evil, so the second one can do it. That's the kiddush. Im kadmo. What is this? Im kadmo v'kanto in mosino time. If they both marry both women, we don't stop them. Right? Because why don't we take them out once they? Only if they dated chalitza first, and then did yibum, does it work? If he marries first, one of them marries the woman first, and then they do chalitza lo, the kapaga b'chotz kut gato. So the problem there is that the possibility is that the second woman is the real yivama. Second woman is the real Yivama, then he was, before he married his sister, he really had his hukah, he had his zikah in that second woman. And when he had his zikah of the second woman, when he married the first sister, he's marrying Akos Kukato, which we won't allow. Therefore we say, again, if they go ahead and they both marry them, and they didn't ask us any questions, what's done is done, well, we don't say anything. But if they first did Yibum, and then did Chalitza, we say, or they come to us, they say, don't do Yibum first, then do Chalitza, do it the other way around. Do Chalitza, and then do Yibum.
The reason for that is, when there are the two sisters and the two brothers are marrying them simultaneously, that even though the first brother who marries is marrying his achot zkukato, but when his brother then marries the additional sister, the zika goes away. Because if she was a yivama, that marriage by the second brother removes the zika, and retroactively as if no zika. But if they come to us beforehand and say, what should we do? We don't tell him, marry first and then do chalitza with the other one, because then you're marrying the achot zkukato. And that's why, if it's together, if they both marry them, we say we're not going to take them out afterwards, because now there's no zika left. But if they come to ask us, we say, first do the chalitza, remove any possibility of zika, and then you can marry the second woman, because either memono shaks, either she's yivama, or if she's not yivama and the other one was yivama, then the brother took care of the chalitza, and he has no relationship to this sister, and he can marry her at this point.
That's the chiddush. That mission has nothing to do with, right, our case over here, condition is Mr. and the Bia, but the second half of the Mishnah teaches you, first do Chalitza, then do the Yibum. Tashma, Shnayim Shikidshu Shtei Achayot. Right, two men came along and married two sisters. They don't know who they married. They don't say Shnei Kitin, but they don't say Shnei Kitin. They each have to give two Kitin. Again, Alkanami, what's the case? If here it's condition chain, Mr. and the Bia, why should they have to give a get at all? So must be Shahukul Sof Nir Vavu. Again, it's a case where they both married women, they knew who they were when they married them, and then they lost track afterwards. The economic Tani in Yodea. Again, this deal that Lotani in Yodua. And Yodea suggests that there was a forgetting, and not that they was forgotten originally or never was known.
Yeah.
So Yikumar says, Yachim Alamemra. Again, what's the Kiddush? What's the Kiddush? If they knew who they got married to, obviously they have to get a get misafek, right? So what's the question over here? Seifa Yisrichle. Again, if the Seifa is the Yisrichle, why? Maybe. They die. One of them have brothers. Zecholei tishtayan. So if these guys die, they both have to do chalitza to both of them. Right? Both brothers. These brothers have to do chalitza with both of these women. Because both of them have one yivama that is ra'ui for them over there. But we don't know which of the two women is their yivama. Because each of their brothers married one of these women. Right? So they.
Then why can one of them do chalitza and yivum?
Oh, because if what happens if the second woman really belongs to the other brother, he belongs to the other man, so now he's pogea by yivama that didn't have chalitza done with her. It's not his yivama. It belongs to the other child.
Okay.
So now the man says no, but we could come up with a case of it like one. We could come up with a case like that. What happens? Which is this? What happens if one of them has one brother and the other one has two brothers? So then we come up like the case we had before then. Right? One of them does chalitza with both of them. Vashnayim. So that one does chalitza with both of them. Then the shnayim that left over, echad chalit, echad miyabim. So this is your case of it. One person can't do this because if he was chalit to the woman, he's not allowed to marry his achot chalutato. So the only way it works is if you have two brothers over here. So now, in kadmo v'kansu, if they went ahead and preempted,
the brothers,
right?
The two brothers,
right? This is the same case that we had before, but the two brothers come in, kadmo v'kansu, in mutsino, tami adam. So again, dafka michlat v'hade yivume, with the two brothers, decide that as the two brothers, first one of them must perform chalitza, then the other one can perform yivum, aval yivume, v'hade michlat lo. But if abkaga, b'yivama v'shuk. There's a possibility, right, that they are pogeya v'yavama v'shuk, because the possibility is that if there's no chalitza by the one brother's side, if he doesn't do the chalitza first, then there's a possibility that one of these two yavamot belongs to that brother, and there's no chalitza been performed over here. So actually you have two requirements of chalitza first, which is that in this case, as opposed to our case before, the case before had two brothers and one woman that was the two women that are available to them. So the one first brother does chalitza with one woman, and the second brother does yibum with the second woman. In our case over here, we have two women, but we also have two parties involved. We have two parties because there's one brother from one of the guys that married her, and there's two brothers from the other man who tried to marry one of these two women. So now, we have two levels that they have to go. First of all, the one that has one brother has to do chalitza first to start. They would say he must do chalitza first. Then, once he's done chalitza first, then we come to the two brothers that are faced with these women. They must do chalitza and then yibum if they want to create yibum over here, because otherwise, again, you have the problem of achot zkukato. Right? The possibility is that if the two brothers don't do chalitza, one of them doesn't do chalitza first, and the other one yibum, that if he goes and does yibum first, there's a possibility that he is what? That he's okay.
He's being married to
Achot Kukato. Right. The possibility that he's being married to Achot Kukato.